Hi, I'm Kathy Sullivan, and I'm a program manager on the Visual Studio IDE team. I'm really excited to share with you how you can use Visual Studio 2015 to build modern applications that work with your favorite devices and use developer services like Visual Studio Online and Microsoft Azure. First, I'm going to show you how you can easily get started with Visual Studio 2015, quickly get to work, and take advantage of the new productivity improvements that we've made. Then I'll show you how the IDE is connected across more devices and services, bringing along more of your customizations and settings. After that, you'll see how Visual Studio 2015 works better on modern devices with touch and high-density displays, such as the Surface Pro 3. And finally, you'll see how to use custom window layouts, which can help you focus on specific tasks or when working with multiple monitors. Now let's take a look at what's new. Since Visual Studio 2013, we've enabled you to take your Visual Studio account and IDE customizations with you to use anywhere and on any device, and that doesn't change with this version. When you choose to sign in, you'll see that the IDE is getting set up with all the customizations that you previously made, since you only need to invest in setting up Visual Studio once. If you choose not to sign in, simply select a familiar environment and color theme that you most prefer, blue, dark, or light. Let's go jump into Visual Studio and take a deeper look. I have just launched Visual Studio 2015 for the first time, and I've been previously using Visual Studio 2013 for some time now, so my personalized settings will carry over when I sign into the IDE. You can see in the upper right-hand corner that I'm not signed in yet, so let's go sign in. I'm using my Microsoft account here. After I sign in, the IDE is customized to just the way I like it. Line numbers are on, a nice wide enhanced scroll bar, and I prefer to use the light theme. You can select the account avatar, just like I'm doing right here, to see more information about the account you're connected to, and also access your account settings here. Account settings is where you can see which account you're using for your personalized settings, get to your Visual Studio Online profile, find information about your license, and see other accounts that you're connected to. If you ever need to sign out, this is where you can find that option. Signing into the IDE brings along more than just my license. As I previously mentioned, customizations that I made in Visual Studio 2013 are automatically synchronized on sign-in. To see which settings roam with your account, use Quick Launch in the upper right-hand corner. It's really useful to get to Tools Options settings quickly, among other things like menus. Let's type in sync, and we can look at the synchronized settings that synchronize with your account. What's important to note here is that you can disable synchronization of settings entirely. If you decide you don't want to roam something else, maybe like environment aliases, you can also select to opt out of that on a specific machine. I also want to point out that you can now control the casing of the main menus. Your choice will even roam with your account and synchronize across all your devices. You'll begin to notice in Visual Studio 2015 that more features within the IDE will start to roam the choices that you make. So no matter where you work or on what devices you work on, you always have your personalized environment. Now let's go take a look at Microsoft Visual Studio products that support the connected IDE and synchronization of settings. The Visual Studio connected experience now supports sharing your accounts and settings across applications and services, so you only need to sign into your Visual Studio Online and Azure accounts once. The first one I want to talk about is Visual Studio and its family of products. Your accounts and settings will be shared across the family of Visual Studio applications. So if you have Visual Studio 2015 Express and Professional installed on the same machine, they will both use the same IDE account and personalized settings. And starting with Visual Studio 2015, if you have multiple versions of Visual Studio on the same machine, all versions will use your shared accounts and settings. Lastly, the same IDE account can be used across developer services, such as Visual Studio Online and Microsoft Azure, to name a few. So now, you just need to sign in once to use your accounts across a variety of developer services. Now let's go back to Visual Studio and take a look at some of those services in action. Let's open Team Explorer. I work with a few different team projects, and as you can see, the Visual Studio Online team projects that I use are automatically pulled into the Connect dialog, so that I can easily get started with any of them using the accounts that I've previously authenticated with. You can see that my account is pre-populated down here. So once I select the server that I want to work on, I don't have to keep entering in my credentials to get to work. Now, if I go over to Server Explorer and connect to Azure, you can see that it knows about the account I'm signed into the IDE with. From here, I just authenticate once, and as I work, I can add and configure services without having to retype my password each time. Next, I want to talk about how Visual Studio works better with today's modern devices. A beautiful display, like the Surface Pro 3, the device that I'm holding right here, really highlights the continued investment we are making to ensure that Visual Studio looks great on high-density displays across many form factors. You can see across areas like the toolbars and menus, and across Solution Explorer and in IntelliSense that Visual Studio now works better with these devices. Now let's talk about touch support. In the editor, Visual Studio supports many of the multi-touch gestures that the Surface Pro 3 was designed for. I can scroll throughout a code file with a single finger. I can pinch to zoom in, and also pinch to zoom out. I can press and hold to execute the context menu, and I can double tap to select an entire word. I can also select an entire line of code by touching anywhere in the margin space. Finally, I'm going to show you how you can customize your window layouts and quickly switch between them. I move quite a bit between working in the office, where I have two large displays, and working away from the office, where I'm just using one smaller screen, my Surface Pro 3. When I'm in the office using the external displays, I have a lot of room for my code, and enough extra room to keep a few tool windows around that I use frequently. That's when I switch to the large display layout, which you can find up in the window menu. But when I'm away from my desk, using the Surface without additional displays, I like to optimize the IDE to focus on just my code. So for that setting, I would switch to the Surface layout. I can quickly switch between layouts using the pre-assigned shortcuts. So Ctrl-Alt-1 to switch to the large display layout, and Ctrl-Alt-2 to switch back to the Surface layout. I can also manage my layouts. And here, I can reorder them and rename them and delete them as well. The best part about the layouts I've just created is that they also roam with my account. So as I move from machine to machine, they always follow me. Now that I've given you a quick overview of what's new in the Visual Studio 2015 IDE to help keep you focused on your code, go have some fun building applications with modern devices and services. Thanks for watching.